Six Suspects by Vicar Swarup, read by Lyndon Gregory. Murder. Murder, like all art, generates interpretation and resists explanation. Michel de Kretzer, The Hamilton Case. Chapter 1. The Bare Truth. Aaron Advani's column, 25th of March. Six guns and a murder. Not all deaths are equal. There's a caste system even in murder. The stabbing of an impoverished rickshaw puller is nothing more than a statistic, buried in the inside pages of the newspaper. But the murder of a celebrity instantly becomes headline news, because the rich and famous rarely get murdered. They lead five-star lives and, unless they overdose on cocaine or meet with a freak accident, generally die a five-star death at a nice grey age, having augmented both lineage and lucre. That is why the murder of Vicky Rye, the 32-year-old owner of the Rye Group of Industries and son of the Home Minister of Uttar Pradesh, has been dominating the news for the past 2 days. In my long and checkered career as an investigative journalist, I have carried out many exposés, from corruption in high places to pesticides in cola bottles. My revelations have brought down governments and closed down multinationals. In the process, I have seen human greed, malice and depravity at very close quarters. But nothing has revolted me more than the saga of Vicky Rye. He was the poster boy for sleaze in this country. For over a decade I tracked his life and crimes like a moth drawn irresistibly to the flame. It was a morbid fascination.